Chapter 15. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it crushes the spirit. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who listens to correction is prudent. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the revenue of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the heart of the fool is not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he loves him who pursues righteousness. There is grievous correction for him who forsakes the way. He who hates reproof shall die. The grave and destruction are before the Lord. How much more the hearts of the children of men? A scorner does not love one who corrects him, nor will he go unto the wise. A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is broken. The heart of him who has understanding seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble with it. Better is a dinner of vegetables where love is than a stalled ox and hatred with it. A wrathful man stirs up discord, but one slow to anger calms strife. The way of the sluggard is like a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly is joy to him who is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walks uprightly. Without counsel, purposes are frustrated, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. The path of life leads upward for the wise, so that he may turn away from the pit below. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he maintains the border of the widow. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. He who is greedy for gain troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes shall live. The heart of the righteous studies to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart. A good report makes the bones fat. The ear that hearkens to the reproof of life shall remain among the wise. He who refuses instruction despises his own soul, but he who hearkens to reproof gains understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility.